Hello, today is Friday, March the 8th, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster. I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Guy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody.
So, Jeffrey, another week in the bag here.
A positive week. Well, mostly positive, but a positive week. Things are positive. Just going to stay positive. Farm shows next week. That's positive, too. But positive week on the markets. Mostly on the markets.
It's been a sunny week, too.
It's been sunny. That's positive.
Lifted spirits here. Yeah.
Snowmobile season's pretty much over. That's a date. Well, we won't go there. That doesn't have to do anything with grain. So, anyhow, corn ended up... $5-6 up, old crop, new crop. Soybeans, the star of the week, up $13 this week after basically being unchanged the previous week. But you know what? 2 weeks ago, they were down $14. So we're just kind of back where they were a couple weeks ago. But still, up $13 for the week. Spring wheat came up $6-7 a ton. The only little negative in our markets, winter wheat. Old crop was down $8. New crop not down as much. Kind of like how I said, I think it was last week, I said new crop's not down as much as old crop, so that's a positive. Look at that. I can turn a negative into a positive. So we, looking at some of the big picture things this week, we'll get more into what really affected the market, but our dollar did get stronger this week. That is a potential for lowering bases. U.S. dollar got a little weaker after the Federal Reserve said they will increase, or no, will decrease interest, will most likely decrease, sorry, get the right terminology words out here, interest rates later this year.
And Bank of Canada came out this week saying that they're going to hold where rates are.
Hold for now. They'll follow the Feds, the U.S. side, after the fact.
So generally when our dollar strengthens, that means that we have that the local basis weakens. So has this happened already, or is this a potential?
It's a potential. excuse me. So this morning when I did up the little daily blog, our dollar was really up. It was up a lot over the last 2 days. It went as high as like 0.745, but it did pull back some today, went back down to 0.741. So if we would have stayed up, it would have been coming down on Monday. So we'll see what happens next week. So that's a potential in there, which is kind of a bad one. Crude oil prices are just kind of inching up, trying to get it to that $80 a barrel area, and they're getting closer. I don't know if that's going to be good or bad. We talked about that before.
So, Jeff, let's get to like what was really the cause of, I guess you want to call it, the movement in the market this week, because we did have quite a bit of movement this week.
So a bunch of that daily movement's coming from the speculative funds. Remember, they have like record large short position, which is they're betting on prices going down. So as they've been taking some profits, you know, you put that in the quotes, taking some profits, cashing some in, but then reinvesting some, other hedge funds or speculative funds. So they're creating some daily volatility in the markets. A lot more than just, you know, the last couple months, they've just been kind of increasing their short position. Not really cashing anything in. Now they're starting to cash some stuff in. So, excuse me, not enough to drive prices great big time, but to give some daily swings. That's the volatility.
So I guess... What else was driving price? Wheat for the week was down, old crop anyways. What was the cause of that?
Yeah, so that's winter wheat specifically, because China, we try not to talk too much about China, but they were in the news this week. China canceled 130,000 tons of soft red winter wheat orders out of the U.S. for old crop. So that's a big negative. China canceled contracts. Imagine that, how they're able to do that, but they are. So that was a negative there. There was also on the positive side from China, there was rumors that they were going to start buying some U.S. corn. And if they did, that would definitely be positive.
But just rumors, nothing, no reality rumors. Yet.
Well, the cancellation on the wheat started out as rumors and then it became a fact. So hopefully the rumors of corn purchases turn into a fact. We also had a lot of talk out of China about how many soybeans they've been importing from Brazil. And that's helped to, the demand in China has driven up prices in China and in Brazil. So,
but not really affecting the U.S. because they're not really buying U.S. beans. Yeah.
So it's, but it's making the spread between Brazil and the U.S. less than it was.
For sure.
So that's a positive.
What else do we always talk about every week? Weather. What's happening with weather?
Oh, generally favorable for crops in South America. And we just leave it at that. Generally favorable. It's got some good points, bad points, blah, blah. Nothing major.
What about here in North America? We're about time to start talking about weather for the spring.
Oh,
it's, is there anything, any news out there?
Well, you see on Twitter of some crops being, ground being worked in different parts of the U.S. and stuff. I think I even saw a thing for some sweet corn ground being worked in southwestern Ontario.
I did see that as well, yes.
Yeah, so I'm afraid it's only the 1st of March, so it's like...
We haven't even got through the Ottawa Valley Farm Show yet.
Next week, Farm Show, woo-hoo! Yeah.
So another big thing that happened this week was there was a report.
Well, really, it's the biggest thing that they're looking for sure. A few days is the monthly WASDE report, the stocks report. And everybody was hoping the U.S. was going to decrease soybean production out of Brazil.
And what did they do?
They did decrease it.
Wow, look at that.
But only by 1 million tons. So they're down to 155 million tons. CONAB has it in at 149, I think. Other guys are at like 145 or even lower.
Was that enough to turn around the markets, though? Because soybeans were lower this morning. Yeah, and they did come back to around neutral, did they not?
Oh, they actually ended up like 18 cents. So they really rallied as the day went on, but not because of that.
Well, why then?
Well, we'll go back to China. They actually, in the stocks report, they actually increased Chinese imports from 102 million tons up to 105 million tons.
Hmm.
So that was a big positive, that they increased Chinese imports.
There you go.
So that's probably what the soy rallied the soybean market, because the market really wanted the USDA to decrease their production numbers down to, well, I think the average trade estimate was 151.6. But they were probably needed probably to go down to something like that or even lower to really drive prices. They didn't change numbers much in Argentina. They actually increased the corn production a little bit by a million tons in Argentina, left corn unchanged in Brazil. So they did not really change much here. World stocks or U.S. stocks, they left corn and soybeans the same, increased wheat, blah, blah. World stocks, they actually... A little positive for corn and soybeans. They decreased them a little bit. I can't really remember what they did on wheat. So remember, the wheat market does what the wheat market does. So it's the
it sure does. So does every other market. But anyways. Yeah.
There was some positives. So as things went positive today, and remember, we already said the biggest positive of the report was the increase in imports by China. That helped to bring soybean prices up. And corn actually has traded up 5 of the last 7 trading days, or 6 of 8, something like that. And so we actually, corn and soybeans now are above their 20-day moving average.
Ooh, that's like giving you warm and fuzzy. Well, it is.
That's the first time since like in December in the corn market, and I can't remember since when in the soybean market. So it's those are real positives. See what happens first of the week. So it just kind of... The big question then is the negative trend over? Come on, Dolores, tell me, is the negative trend over?
Oh, Jeffrey, I think it's too early to see.
Remember my 2x4 rule.
Yes, that's right. I don't want to get whacked over to the back of my head.
So really, it is too early to say. It's the big word is not yet. There are some positive signs, but there's really nothing truly to ignite the markets to get those speculative funds to truly liquidate to drive prices higher. So things really is not yet. The next big report is the end of March the 27th or 28th.
Just before Easter.
Yeah, I think it is actually in the Thursday before Good Friday, the 28th, I think. And that's the spring planting intentions report. But we got a few weeks to get there.
A lot can happen between now and then.
But so it was mostly a positive week, which is really good. And The other big positive, I've already said once or twice, the farm show next week in Ottawa.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
I think I'm going to positively predict record amount of people there.
I think you're probably right.
I think it was last year.
Hopefully we'll see some of our listeners there, have a little chat.
See lots of people there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come up and say hello to us. So.
Thanks for tuning in. Hope everyone has a good weekend. And we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend. Talk to you at the farm show and again next week. Bye for now.